My name's Jath Patnaden. I'm a senior learning designer for Fold, and I work in the learning design team. I manage that team. There's me and four others, and we all work together to develop any learning design problems, queries, and they usually involve working in projects or long-term projects. And it's a really great environment because it's mostly about problem solving, coming up with solutions, and sometimes it's just consultation. I started off my career in teaching a few years back, and I developed an interest in learning design through as I was teaching. Like, I really liked technology, but realized I never had enough time to do it on top of all the teaching work I had. So I invested some time into learning about how to enhance my teaching through learning design and digital technology. And it just built this momentum up in wanting to work in that field. And I then found a role in as a learning technologist for another university. And I just kind of kept going and really kind of built a portfolio in that field, and ended up landing a job here at Warwick, where I've become, where I'm now a senior learning designer. There's so many different aspects to this. There's a lot of things I want a lot of people to know. But I guess one of the key things is it's more of an abstract answer, but there's not one way, there's not one solution to a problem. And I think a lot of people do think, you know, what's the answer to this or what's the answer to that? Whereas it's more of a trial and error type environment. There's a number of things we can do to come to a solution, but it's just what best suits what you want. And I wish people had the confidence to experiment with things, or feel the confidence to just trial different methodologies. Because when we do stuff, we tend to try and adapt things the best way we can, rather than just go down the same routes, which doesn't really help with innovation. So to innovate is to take risks. I think that's one thing I'd like more people to know about, you know, that we do like to take risks, we do like to innovate, but with that comes a buy-in from people to join us. So digital learning is evolving day by day, on a small scale, but also on a large scale. So one word that I'd tie to digital learning is adapting. So we're always trying to adapt what we know to our learners, to our users, to our stakeholders. I think one of the most exciting things about it is how quickly it's evolving. So things like AI, things like, you know, types of devices you can use to access technology, and also people's understanding of and confidence to use digital technology means that we can use a larger portfolio of things to help. So all those together mean that, you know, more people are taking digital technology into their own hands, and we're more of a facilitator than just telling people what to do, which I think is one of the best things about this field. I definitely think AI will change, and it already is changing, the way digital learning is being used. But I'm hoping people will see it as more of a tool that can empower them, rather than a tool that will replace them. I think my favorite part is the consultations, so talking to people, understanding what the problem is, but also just coming up with a solution. The investigation between, you know, here's the problem and here's a possible solution, and just the eureka moment of, oh, this will work, especially when it's a really like nuanced or difficult problem. Coming up with a solution that fulfills that is a really nice feeling. But the communication side is probably the best bit. Just having a chat, having a talk, understanding what the problem is, understanding different perspectives, is definitely one of my favorite parts. If you have any digital learning inquiries or want to talk to us about projects, please go to the digital learning website where you can find a link to ask us for help or a consultation to guide you to the next steps.